1 million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians.
They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
No, that's Sandra and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, the National Association of Resident Doctors commenced their 5-day warning strike today. Now, of course, amongst other demands, they are asking for a 200% increase in salary, a demand that the Minister of Labour, Chris Ngige, a doctor himself, calls selfish and unrealistic. We're going to bring you updates from that story. The more we know, the more you will know. Speaking of updates, I've got an update for you from the Seun Okuchi versus Nigeria Police Force saga. That's our second hard fact of the day. The police ordered a search of Seun Okuchi's home. We hear that Seun Okuchi was in a handcuff where he led the police to his home, and they searched his home and seized his wife's phone and eventually drove away with Seun Okuchi. Seun Okuchi has spent yet another night in police custody. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. If you're here for the first time, you are in great company. Welcome. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about Lamidi Apapa's bad day at the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal. Then let's talk about Ben Ayade calling himself a superman for paying salaries. And then let's talk about the massacre in Plateau State. On the glass ceiling, I've got two topics for you. Let's talk about a protest in Anambra against cruel widowhood rights. Then let's also talk about a man in Edo who beat up his wife because he says her water selling business embarrasses him. On Balogun and Broad, let's talk about the fight between banks and telcos over USSD. I will be joined by Alton. After the news at 6 on the step down, we'll talk some more about your NYSC experience, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We're not going to have our conversation about exports today. We'll return to that conversation next week, Wednesday. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three.
On Hard Facts.
On 99.3,
Nigeria
Info.
Is INEC cooperating fully with the presidential election petitioners? How do we raise the bar for what makes a good governor? How do we raise the bar for what makes a good governor? What specific steps should the security forces take in Plateau? Those are your big three. Lagos, let's talk. Our first story is all about the LP's presidential election petition. The tribunal sat today, and there was a little drama at first when two groups of people claimed to represent the Labour Party. Now, of course, you know that there's a faction that says that Lamidi Apapa is the rightful LP chairman, while Julius Abure leads the ESCO that actually brought the case to court. So, Apapa wanted to be recognized as the chairman today. Abure also wanted to be recognized as the chairman. Both Abure and Apapa were in court. So, Apapa wanted to be chairman and get the allocated seats for chairman. There was a bit of a quarrel, but eventually it was Abure and his ESCO that got the seats. They were the ones that the tribunal recognized. Now, many Peter Obi supporters were relieved about this, because remember that the Obi camp accuses Lamidi Apapa of being a mole whose real mission is to withdraw the case. That's why they raised an alarm over the weekend when he told lawyers to brief him. The lawyers did not brief him. And speaking of Obi's supporters, by the way, I'm sure you've seen this video on social media by now, but if you haven't seen it, they had a very loud response to Lamidi Apapa when he left the courtroom. I'm showing you this video on our live stream. Nigeria Info 99.3. That's Facebook. YouTube Nigeria Info Affairs. Quite the rowdy crowd there. Lots of people surrounding the gentleman, calling him ole, 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 and, you know, just essentially yelling at him. I've got more videos. Hear for yourself how rowdy. By the end of that video, a previously well put together Lamidi Apapa was without his hat, was looking very, very harassed by the mob of people who did not want Lamidi Apapa to be in the courtroom. Meanwhile, there was some action on the case itself. Labour Party accused INEC of not cooperating. They said INEC has only handed over 30% of the documents they requested. And specifically, they accused INEC of refusing to give them any EC8A result sheets from Rivers State. Incidentally, Rivers is the state in that BBC report claiming that Obi's actual votes were cut in half, while Tinubu's votes were multiplied by six. Anyway, INEC says it's a lie. They have been cooperating with LP. They say LP refused to take the materials in bits. They also accused LP of walking out of a meeting to decide on the documents. So now we wait to hear what the court says about this preliminary issue. But let's talk Lagos. What do you have to say? What are your thoughts on today's happenings at the Presidential Election Petition Tribunal? Women call me on 01465-7190. Men call me on 0700-993-993-993. You also heard the APC Council argue against a live broadcast, while the PDP and LP Council argued for a live broadcast. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm still showing you that video in case you tuned in and you missed it. I'm still showing you the video on our live stream. Facebook Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube Nigeria Info FM. You keep watching that video for the rest of the first story. 99.3, hello. How you doing?
Hello.
What's your name? Good afternoon.
My name is Emma Gideon.
Gideon, good to have you on the show. Talk to me.
Yes. Well, I want to speak on Ayade, because he was state governor that...
says he's Superman. Mm.
Ayade is just a... He's not a good governor. He's not doing anything in my state.
Okay.
Ayade is not doing anything in my state. He's just proving himself.
Okay.
No good road in Kwasi West State. No water, no light. Escrita everywhere, dustbin everywhere. What Donald Duke have done, Ayade has come to spoil.
Hmm.
So Ayade is not the one, he's the baddest governor among all the 36. So,
okay.
That's my submission.
Thank you. Thank you for calling to share. Joy is on the line. Hi, Joy.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I like that scenario where you play.
the thing suits me very well.
Okay.
That is how we're supposed to be do all this, our politician, I tell you.
Okay.
When they come, we shape them very well. That man, eh, is the serpent they have planted in Labour Party. The thing they do to him in that place is very good. I love it very well. Let us learn from those people. When they come to us, we shape them very well and get them out of our presence. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Kingsley from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Kingsley. Talk to me.
Sandra, I would have given you my story of the week when you are not around, because I've tried to give you to collect my bread. When Leti Bakare was standing off, he reminded us that his assistant president, his vice president, that is not the president. And he don't want you to sack him when you come back. And at the end of it, that he do forget Aaron stick inside the car. And he will not call his girl to go and bring it back so that he will resemble Sandra. Can you imagine? Are you in fact, you did not need my blessing, Sandra. No problem. I'm happy with you.
Okay.
So, Sandra, the truth is this. We need to be very careful with whatever you are doing. The kind of legacy we keep to our children and everybody, we're supposed to be very careful. That is the simple truth. What happened today is supposed to be a lesson to us. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a lesson to Nigeria. We are talking about good Nigeria. We are not talking about whoever that is going to be there. I listened to this elected president this morning. If what he said is thinker into work, Sandra, forget Nigeria is going to work. I'm not in support of the electoral process. That is the simple truth.
Okay.
So what happened today in the court? First of all, the plenary is okay. And the fire, they being a superman. I don't know what kind of a superman. When people elected you to do something, and you perform your civil duty, and you are telling us that you're a superman. Sandra, I think, although Nigeria is not a joker, but we human beings that is in Nigeria is a joker.
Kingsley, thanks for calling. Femi is in Surulere. Hi, Femi.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Talk to me.
Yes. I really, really don't understand why the people behave that way, actually, to the Apapa guy.
Yeah.
I'm a young man, and the fact is I don't like what's happening in the country. Mm-hmm. I don't like the situation of things. But we need to at least have a form of sanity. In a courthouse, we behave like that at someone. And we expect otherwise to happen to us outside. Look at how everybody complained about the police and everything happening and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we individually are acting like that. That's an irrational way of acting. Why not allow the courts make their decision instead of we taking laws into our own hands?
Right.
If there was no security officials at that court, who knows what would have happened to that man? And in the end, we would claim... we are peaceful, we are loving, we are this and that.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the kind of behavior we are showing to the world as an organization, as a party, as supporters of a party?
Right.
No, it shouldn't be. We should at least allow decorum. Let the process be followed and the judicial system follow suit as it should be and not take laws into our own hands.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Sandra.
Thank you, Femi, for calling. We've got Christopher in Ikoyi. Hi, Christopher. Christopher, are you there? All right. Doesn't look like Christopher is there. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that the video is not showing on YouTube. I thought you said it would be showing throughout the first story.
Oh, apologies about that. I'm going to inform the tech guys so that they'll go back to showing it. Tunde, I'm sure you're listening and you're hearing. Please continue showing the video that I played earlier on so that Lagos can watch it for themselves. I've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a couple and then I'll bring you our second story. Why will someone enter a courthouse and be expecting a special seat? That is total rubbish. All right, Fred. Well, I mean, there are places where there's a place where the chairman should sit, you know. Obinai Tel Aviv says, if an old man doesn't respect himself, then he will be insulted. What is Lamidi Apapa still going to look for at the tribunal? Shebi, he said Peter Obi should accept Tinubu's victory. I suspect he wants to cause chaos at the tribunal so that lawyers will find loopholes to discredit Obi's prayers. All right. Mama Felicia is on the line. Hi, Mama Felicia.
Hello, dear.
Good afternoon,
and how are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, thank you. You made me to laugh and I'm happy. I'm happy for the laughter I had just now.
Okay.
For that video that you played on now.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's how we're supposed to do when we have a bad element, when we have a sabotage, who has no conscience, who doesn't like good things. That's what is good for them. Shame on to that man that the devil wants to use him to scatter Labour Party. Thank you so much and have a great day.
All right, Mama Felicia, thank you very much for calling. Ben Ayade says he's a superhero for paying civil servants' salaries. That's our second story. In a TV interview, he was asked about his accomplishments and projects, and he pointed to paying salaries. He said that in the type of fiscal condition the states are in, that's enough. Let me read what he said. Quote, I can tell you Cross River ranks number one in terms of commitment to salary and pension, yet we are number 36 in terms of federal allocation. Salaries, pensions, and payments of people's dues is an entitlement, and it should not be an achievement. But it has just become an achievement because the gap between what I earn and what I'm supposed to pay as salary alone shows there's a deficit. I'm strategic. If you come to Cross River State today, I'm a superhero. I can tell you that I celebrate myself and Cross River residents do celebrate me. End quote. I wonder if he's DC or Marvel. Interestingly, Governor Yade is focusing on FAC allocation here. But you have to remember, Lagos, part of a state government's job is to grow its local economy so that it can grow IGR to supplement and even surpass the federal allocation. But anyway, you heard from the man, Cross River Governor Ben Ayade. He says he should be celebrated for paying salaries, even if he doesn't do anything else. What do you say? 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happiness for me, Kuredu.
Happiness, welcome. Talk to me. Oh, that's unfortunate. Give me a call back if you can. Kainde Oyemakinwa is joining us from Finland. Hi, Kainde.
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? Good evening.
Yeah, I think the reason they have the audacity to say that because governments have been reduced to almost impossible.
We're struggling to hear you. Something's wrong.
Okay, sorry. Probably because I'm using my headphone. Okay,
can you hear me now?
Much better, yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I said probably the reason is because governance has been reduced to the barest minimum. I think that's why Ben Ayade can say salaries, paying a salary is not the measure for judging good governance. Are you still there?
I'm here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But I don't really have much to say about Ben Ayade. It's just it's much of a theatrical governor.
Okay.
But for the first story, I think it's important that Mr. Femi understand the context for why those people were shouting.
Okay.
It was not as if those people were trying to mob the man. The man himself, with his group, the former youth leader and the co, went there to have an altercation with some people sitting on this certain seat and demanded that he sit there as the LP chairman, for which he has not yet been declared by the court. So it's important that we understand that Mr. Papa and Co. started the altercation. So it was not because the people wanted to mob him. He wanted to address the press as the chairman of LP, of which he is not, and the people rejected it loudly. Collectively, that was the thing that happened there, and the people started shouting only that he should leave. So it's not as though there are some people who are unruly and try to harass a man. The man himself invited that scenario for himself. So I just wanted to point out that when Mr. Femi was saying that some people were misbehaving and things like that. So that's my contribution.
All right. Thank you, Kende, for calling. We've got Christopher Inikoyi who's calling back. Christopher, are you there? All right. Doesn't look like he's there. Obinna Okereke is on the line. Obinna, where are you joining us from? You've got to unmute yourself so that we can all hear you. All right, doesn't look like we have Obinna either. We'll take messages from WhatsApp, and then we have a break coming up in 1 minute. This one here from Sylvanus Aburime says, if the elections tribunal is an unbiased arbiter, it should realize that it has the power to order INEC to bring all documents that the Labour Party and Mr. Peter Obi are asking for concerning the River State results to the tribunal, from where Mr. Obi can take possession. All right. We've got this one here. For the man who called and complained about what happened to Lamidi Apapa today, tell me if our politicians have been behaving well lately. Apapa deserved whatever happened to him today because he overstepped his boundary. People are bitter and angry. We are only obeying Peter Obi's pleading to remain calm and await the tribunal's verdict. Enough of taking Nigerians for granted. You didn't leave your name, but thanks for your message. We've got Steve Inijaniking who says, Lamidi Apapa and his cohorts have failed their mission. Let them go on another adventure. All right. We've got Godwin who says, is it not the same governor that the street sweepers went to dump dirt in his office because of unpaid salary? He should be ashamed of himself. Godwin from Aja with that message. We'll take a break. We keep seeing these stories coming out of the North Central, you know. These shootings and raids across the North Central, the Northwest, the Southeast. Now, for those of you with connections to the affected states, would you say the situation is getting better or worse? And what do you think the key challenges are for the security agencies for getting this situation under control? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805-99.3. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Rita from Lakwa.
Welcome, Rita.
Yes, Sandra, what happened at the court there? In fact, when you said my whole day, what is it, Sandra? Is it by force? Eh? At least, see, Sandra, I don't know. I don't understand when Nigerians, they don't want you. Must you go there and represent yourself? For Ben Ayedi, Superman, what kind of Superman is he?
Superhero.
Of which heroes?
I don't
which
know.
Your state, I'm not even calling you hero. You're calling, Sandra, you paying salaries. Isn't that the right thing for you to do?
It is.
Are they not working for the salaries that you pay them?
They are.
And you are not calling yourself superhero because you pay salary. There's no any superhero. In fact, see, Sandra, for the first story, I was telling Sheriff this morning, if I'm going to my village, I was supposed to maybe traveling, I'm going to pass that road. How many years I'm always scared of passing that mango of itself? So what, I mean, I'm just thinking about my people that just travel. Incidentally, they meet themselves.
Oh, that's unfortunate, Rita. Call back if you can. 99.3, hello. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
How are you doing? Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
I'm fine. Onyewai Goziegi. Ezubomad.
Thank you.
The first story, just like the last caller said, is it by force? This is how they create confusion. Any good movement, they will infiltrate, cause confusion, and put people in disorganization. People don't want you. You want to impose yourself on them. Thank God he got what he wanted. Somebody was saying there was no decorum, that people, if security officers were not there, that it would have been disastrous. If it were to be an advanced country, the people around that courtroom will store him raw eggs and tomatoes. You don't impose yourself to people. The essence of democracy is the sovereignty of the people, because power belongs to the people. It's just because we are who we are, that people are taking everybody for granted. Then for then and yade, any man, any child who calls his or her dad, daddy or mommy, has no reason to be celebrated because he is doing what he's supposed to do. So you don't expect us to clap for you when you call your mom mommy or when you call your daddy daddy. How can he be saying that just because we live in Banana Republic that people would want us to call them superhero or super whatever rubbish because they are paying a salary, other people are doing and making the life of their citizens a more meaningful one. Just because we are in that age, in that society, that somebody will pay salary and they expect us to call him a superhero is annoying and is very, very insulting to the sensibility of all of us. Then, for insecurity in player two, when you people in media say 30 people killed, you know that up to 300 people have been killed, Sandra, isn't it? Because I know somebody said the truth is not always in the media. So when you say 300, when you say 30, we outside are looking at the figure rate of about 300 or 400 people that have been killed. The amount of people that have been killed in this latest period, in fact, any country, even the Ukraine that is fighting war, is not recording such a figure. I don't know what is happening, and nobody is telling us anything. Thank you very much. Chukwu Gozie, one name.
Igwe Victor Chukwu Gozie as well. Thank you very much for calling. Dambaba is on the line. Hi, Dambaba.
Good afternoon, Madam Sanja.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Honestly, I want to agree with Ben Ayade.
Okay.
He is a superhero.
Okay.
You know, when God do for you, some people don't know how to appreciate their God.
Hmm.
Please, come to my state, Benue State. Then you will know, say, Cross River people should thank Ben Ayade and their God. And Naimek, I say, the superhero. Or Tom, my uncle called me yesterday here after your show.
Hmm.
And he was lamenting that they are all waiting for the Reverend Father that won election in Benue State.
Right.
You know, the Reverend Father promised to pay them all what the hotel is doing them.
Right.
My uncle has been suffering in the village. He worked for the state government since he retired from the government. No, she. He's just surviving because of some of us and other relatives of his. And Ben Ayade come out to say, see, Ben Ayade know what he said because he know that some states, people are dying for not collecting salary. That is what we have reduced ourselves to. And in this country, person where no free food job, now you go sue state government to court. See, another thing we should thank our God that we are in Lagos. So when you visit your state, you go, no, say Lagos, they try. Because there are some things in other states you are not allowed to stay. Because like my state now, is full of politicians and civil servants. You can't even do activities. They're going to kill you through way. I must be honest with you. In the Lagos state, that even poor man can say anything or fight for his rights. In my state, if you talk, so yeah, they go kill you through way. Government know these terrorists, all of them. They use them during the election. If you talk about why are you not paying salary, yeah, tomorrow they're not going to see you again. I think it's time that we in Nigeria start fighting for our rights. If the people like Ben Ayade will have mouth to speak, you that is condemning Ayade, call your people in the village. If they have received their salary for the past 1 year or 2 years now, where are you from? Ask people now. Then you praise Ben Ayade. It is unfortunate, Madam Sandra, where we are in Nigeria today.
All right.
This is a papa of a man. I don't know whether person is a papa. I don't get anything to say about that.
Okay.
Thank you
very much for calling us. We've got Frank joining from Indonesia. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Sandra.
Talk to me.
I don't blame Ben Ayade now. No, I'm not being fault. You say he's Marvel Ben Ayade, Abi, or Batman Ben Ayade. It's not his fault. Look, one thing that I deduced from the last election is Nigerians are not as sophisticated as I presumed. We are not as informed as I presumed or I thought. Look, Ben Ayade said something, and people are going gaga. Look, this is not the first time I'm hearing this. Willie Obaino, the former governor of Anambra State, after 4 years of doing nothing, campaigned with I paid salary and he was re-elected. Willie Obaino, And after 8 years, he still did nothing and ran just the next day after, you know, handing over power. So we've seen this before. Look, please, Sandra, you're a press person. I think this at this point, what we should be doing is, after your stewardship, 8 years, every governor, can you just call card? Let us start marking. It's not you, we will mark you. You don't, you served us. It's we now that will now tell you how we feel. The press will start calling them one after the other. I say, look, on these statistics, on this, this is why you fed. So that the next person coming in will take caution. Look, there was an inauguration recently, I think the day before yesterday, of governors. And Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala said something. She said, you governors that are waiting for FARC to pay salaries, or remember, the oil money they are using to, or your, as in your banking or to pay your FARC, is doing this. Start thinking out of the box. We need to know all this and let this governors know that, look, stop waiting for FARC money just to pay salary. You need to do more. Ngozi was telling them just day before yesterday, Ben Abia, now one can be a hero for paying salary, the least job of a governor. Have a lovely day, Sandra.
Frank from Indonesia, thank you very much for calling us. Let's take a look at messages from WhatsApp now. By the way, on today's glass ceiling, we're going to talk about two things, right? So we'll talk about a man in Anambra facing criminal charges for allegedly making his widowed sister-in-law drink water that was used to wash his brother's corpse. Then we'll talk about an Edo man charged with battering his wife because he felt her small business made him look bad. Those are the two conversations we'll have on today's glass ceiling. So don't miss the glass ceiling from 4 p.m. But yes, back to WhatsApp now on the Big Three today. We've got this message from Femi in Dallas. Femi says, it's only Nigeria that government will construct roads and choose Ashwebi plus sense of entitlement and be praising themselves. The governor paid salaries and he's shouting and taking credit for what civil servants worked for. What a country. Anyway, we the people will keep praising these politicians turned slave masters. Shameful, Femi from Dallas with that message. We've got Sam Oriazonwan listening from Uromi Edo State, who says, Sandra, God bless you, you're a darling. Governor Yade is a superhero negatively. For Apapa, he has not seen anything yet. When we try to move forward, people like Apapa drag us 50 years backwards. What a country. All right, Sam, thank you for tuning in from Edo State today. I do hope you're having a great day. We've got UKW from Lagos, who says, INEC is feeling hot over her failures on the just concluded elections. What concerns INEC on the requests by PDP and LP for the proceedings at the election tribunal to be televised live? This action by INEC has exposed INEC's position. What a shame. Okay. Mustafa in VI says, what makes the remaining police in Nigeria think that they are better than the police? Or the remaining people? Oh, what makes the remaining people in Nigeria think that they are better than the police? Members of the Nigeria police people are Nigerians. And the same blood runs through their vein. Nigerians that complain are also Nigerians. If they should give all these people that are teachers, mechanics, engineers, the police uniform, they will still behave the same way that the police is behaving, because corruption is in our blood. All we need is faith in Allah. We need to work on our faith. If you are a true believer in God, you will not harm your fellow citizens. Let me tell you something. If you sack all the members of the Nigeria police force and you recruit fresh people, we'll still be talking about the same thing that the only people that will put on the police uniform and perform better are men of God like Alfas and Imams. Okay, thank you very much. Well, let me remind you, of course, that an Alfa is currently in court, allegedly for torturing his maid and raping her in the presence of his wife, and also robbing her afterwards. I say that to say that because a person is a religious figure does not automatically make them a good person. And of course, I'm not saying that all Alfas are doing that. I'm just giving you one example. Now let's see this message from Jake in Surulere. Jake says, on the killings in Plateau and the challenges of the security forces, the centrally controlled security apparatus cannot tame the killings. Except the locals defend themselves, these killings will not abate. A case study is the posture taken by Plateau South. This madness will not happen in Plateau South because they've taken safety into their own hands. All right, Jake. Sandra, I salute you. A laborer is entitled to his wages. For the governor to assert that he should be praised for paying wages is to say that a reason why is to say that a reason exit why he shouldn't pay. Okay, I don't understand what you tried to say there, Austin from Satellite Town, but thank you for your message. Let's come back to the phone lines now. If you just tuned in, I brought you two stories today. Earlier today, Lamidi Apapa, a factional chairman of Labour Party, was kicked out of the tribunal courtroom and subsequently quite embarrassed by supporters of the Labour Party and of Peter Obi. If you missed this video when I played it the first time, well, here it is again. A bit of drama at the tribunal today. Some action from the case itself. Labour Party accused INEC of not cooperating. They say that INEC has handed over only 30% of the documents they requested. INEC says it's a lie that they've been cooperating with LP, and the case continues. Meanwhile, the APC says there's no need to broadcast live. They said that in response to the requests from the AP, from the PDP and LP, to have the tribunal proceedings be broadcast live. Their lawyers made that argument in court today. Joseph is joining us from Apapa. Hi, Joseph. Joseph, are you there? All right, Joseph is in there. Now, for our second story, Ben Ayade says he's a superhero for paying civil servants' salaries. He says that they rank number one in terms of commitment to salary and pension, but we are number 36 in terms of federal allocation. And I wonder what you think about that. He says he should be celebrated for paying salaries, even if he doesn't do anything else. Do you agree? And then for our last story, we took you to the horrible tragedy out of Plateau State. At least 30 are feared dead after gunmen raided the area around the town of Boy. Police say they later intercepted the terrorists, defeated them in a shootout, are hunting them down now. It's not the first incident that has happened in Plateau or other parts of the North Central and the Northwest. Would you say the situation is getting better or worse for those of you who have connections to the North Central and the Northwest? 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993-993. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hi, good afternoon. Hello? Hello? All right, that's unfortunate. Give us a call back if you can. Hi, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Susan.
Talk to me, Susan. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon, Susan.
Yeah, with our first topic, right?
Yeah.
That is the Apapa.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I don't know how, you know, mature people in this country, because of money, you know, they go to any extent. And this is what he is going to do, to be causing confusion, and the trial will be, you know, delaying. That's a delay tactic.
Okay.
They bring this one another time, they will bring another one. So that at the end of the day, maybe justice won't be served before the the, what do they call it, the coronation.
Swearing in, yeah.
So, and for Plateau State, I grew up there.
Okay.
You know, Plateau is known, I think the logo was the home of peace and tourism. So I think that's the opposite now. You know, it hurts me. You know, that place was a beautiful place, peaceful. You know, but now, you know, and if you look at it very well, the government is aware of this thing, right? As if the government don't exist in this country. They only come up for campaign. We only see them during campaign. And, you know, they give their little crumbs, you know, to whoever they want to give them to. Then those that collect sell of their conscience for another 8 years, 4 8 years, you know, and they think that life goes on. I don't know when we'll get things right in this country. I really don't know. It hurts me. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We've got messages on Facebook. I've got a very ridiculous one from Abdulrashid Saladin Bello. Saladin, I think you need to touch grass. You know, go outside, stand in the sun. Just get some sunlight into your life. Donald is in Marwa. Hi, Donald.
Hello.
Hi, Donald. Talk to me.
Okay. I said this is a tactic that these people do use all the time, those politicians.
Okay.
But let me say, thank God that this will bring attention, many of us, our attention on the case. Now, you know, this is maybe, the attack will backfire as well, because people now are showing more concern about the story. They have started doing it to truncate and maybe buy time, but now many people, their attention are focused on the story now, and for the broadcast, I've said it before that INEC is our problem in this country, and if care is not taken, they will not give up to 50% of what the APC and what the Labour Party and these people are demanding. It's quite unfortunate that we find ourselves in this position. And about the Plateau problem, I think the way we operate our security is causing this problem. The way we centralize the security, I can remember when this thing happened, because I hate from the middle belt as well.
Okay.
So when we had this problem, this kind of problem, the police IG from Abuja said that he took the case very lightly, and before you could know, they started reporting people were dying. And what did the IG say? He said it's a minor case, and it was not there. It was until when this got out of hand that we started seeing all these security apparatus. When the case started, when we told them that this was happening, this is our community, we know what is happening. They say that they will handle it. They will send, or I don't know how they used to say, but they will communicate to the upper district. So and that form of security that we are operating in Nigeria is killing us slowly. And if those people didn't take care of their own themselves, is going to affect them very well. So that is my take.
Thank you, Donald, for calling. We've got this message here from Ojonugwa. Ayade, try well for paying salaries, okay? Omowoli says, I love what befell a papa. If you don't respect yourself within your family, a little boy will embarrass you outside. Treatment like this should be extended to every other politician. Ajam says, Sandra, that man can lie. The governor from my own community, and he happens to be the worst governor that we've had so far. Ayade should give us a break. When others are talking, we in Cross River have never celebrated him. He only puts money where there's entertainment. Oh dear Duke, we miss you. I remember, Sandra, when Cross River used to be the center for tourism. Yes, we all remember. We've got this message here. People say it's because of laws. That's why white people... Okay, no, that's not for me. This person says, Sandra, I just watched the video online. They disgrace him like who steal. See... Okay, I can't read the rest of that message. We've got this one here from Ugo in Surulere. Ugo says, Sandra, I hope you hear the hundreds of deaths on a weekly basis. And you think that the narrative from the police has any iota of credibility? It's very unfortunate that the death of citizens violence has been turned into just statistics. What my Lafia told Nigeria Info years back is unfolding before our eyes, and we're still thinking it's far away. Well, like my Lafia did not provide evidence for what he said. We've got Obongowo on Twitter, who says INEC has no intention of cooperating with the election presidential petitioners. Helping them aids their case and does not help INEC get itself out of the quagmire it has put itself. We've got Chisom, who says, isn't it funny that APC and INEC claim the election was free and fair, yet they're refusing to allow opposition parties have access to the same documents they claim they used to arrive at the results they declared? Our security agencies in the Middle Belt are not truthful about the crisis. Imafidon Joseph says, both factions of Labour Party should allow peace to reign at the tribunal. That's a message from Twitter. We've got Adeola Adeniran, who says, Labour Party took their madness to court. What a shame. We've got this one here from Obinna says, what's going on in Plateau State is quite sad. Until the powers that be are bold enough to go after this problem that wants to wipe away the victims of this continuous attack, we will be here for a very long time. All right. Thank you for your message. This one here is from... Okay, that's not for us. All right. Sandra, glad to have you back. You see the LP chairmanship scuffle? It's all about politics from the opposition. The Apapa man just wants to unsettle LP. Ayade paying salaries. The bar for these governors is too low. I don't blame him because some other governors don't pay salaries at all. I mean, we just heard the man from Benue who called and said in his state, his uncle hasn't been paid a salary in a long, long time. And then for people who are from Abia State, salaries are also not getting paid at all. Plateau also having salary payment issues. Zamfara also having salary payment issues, you know. Perhaps he's right to call himself a superhero. In my personal opinion, I'm not allowed to share my personal opinions, but if I were allowed to share my personal opinions, I would say that he's not a superhero for paying salaries. He's doing the barest minimum by paying salaries, you know. But perhaps there are Nigerians who agree with Ayade that he is, in fact, a superhero. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. I brought you three stories on the show today. We talked about Ben Ayade calling himself a superhero for paying salaries. Then we talked about Lamidi Apapa's bad day at the Presidential Election Tribunal. Then we talked about the massacre in Plateau State. You're wondering, what is Sandra talking about? What bad day did Lamidi Apapa have at the tribunal today? Well, I'm sure that you've seen the video for yourself on social media by now, but just in case you haven't seen the video, we have it available on our Facebook page, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. But of course, if you cannot log on right now to watch it, here you go. And then, of course, we took you to Plateau for the tragic deaths, massacre of at least 30 people. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ben. I'm calling from Eba.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Thank you so much for... I got my birthday before yesterday.
Oh. I'm glad.
God bless you. Replenish you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you.
concerning Lamida Papa, he was paid, he's working for somebody, and that is too bad. Because the man is so ambitious, I don't really understand. Because these people have appeared at that matter. The judgment of
Oh, that's unfortunate. All right. Unfortunately, we are out of time completely, but not to worry. A lot of these stories are rolling stories, and so they're going to circle back, and we'll come back and take a look at a bunch of them. I will take a look at this final message here. We've got Temi Dayo Idimu, who says, Sandra, you journalists will do well to give Lamidi Apapa the appropriate description. He's not factional chairman, but self-acclaimed chairman. This happening is obvious to all except those pretending. It's the hand of Esau, voice of Jacob. I weep for my dear country. Temi Dayo is in Idimu, Lagos. Temi Dayo, thanks for your message. All right, let's bring you the business news. After the business news, let's talk about a man who is in trouble now for beating up his wife because, according to him, the business that she's doing was embarrassing for him. She has a small business where she sells stuff, and he found that business an embarrassment. And then we'll talk about a man who's also in trouble for forcing his brother's widow to drink water from a corpse. All of that coming up on The Glass Ceiling.
It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock.